Hype Network presents the frightening, alarming, real-life tales show. This show brings you stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, and may cover topics that may disturb you. We tell you this frankly, so if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these tales, we urge you calmly, but sincerely, to turn off your podcast now. The frightening, alarming, real-life tales show firmly sides in evidence-based information, self-fact-checking, and credible news sources. Be vigilant for fake news and disinformation, and always question sources. We want to emphasize learning about the horrors of the past so that we are not doomed to repeat it in the future. We encourage you to exercise your right as a citizen of your country, hold your leaders accountable for injustices that your society faces, and vote for leaders that have a good track record, experience, and advocacies that you believe in. You are never too young to participate in national discourse. Educate yourself on the issues of your country and become a voice in your social circles, art, and activities. Your voice matters because when one person stands, you inspire others to stand up as well.
In a while. How is he?
Oh, you mean the guy who made this soundbite? Huh. That's weird. It wasn't supposed to sound like that. Okay, anyway, let's just start the show.
Yeah.
This is the Frightening, Alarming, Real Life Tales Show.
The show where we talk about real life scariest stories. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Ninya. Tell me, why do you seem so scared?
909 lying down dead. One third of them were children.
She would swoop down and drain the blood of the infant.
Everyone in London knows that this place is one of the most haunted places.
It's haunted as fuck.
This place is haunted as fuck. God.
So sit back, relax, and try.
Hello and welcome to the Frightening, Alarming, Real Life Tales Show. The show where we talk about real life scary stories. I'm your host, Andrew, and I'm here with my bestie.
Hi.
Ninya.
I like how you kind of forgot what my name is.
I don't know where I was going with that sentence. Anyway, Nins, speaking of fart gods.
Yes.
Did you know that there are many different fart gods? So we actually had a talk about this in the GC, right? With Mars and everybody.
Yeah, I remember. It was Mars who like mentioned to us. And, like, she was talking to one of the people sa chat niya. And then she was like, she was doing a live stream during this time. She was like telling her chat about like farts and so on, and then it was like lovely. It's always lovely.
No, I think it was the other way around. I think she was watching somebody stream. Yeah, I think it was she was watching somebody stream, and then
was it you?
No, it wasn't me.
Okay,
it was someone else. And then all of a sudden, she diverted the conversation to talking about fart god. And then it turns out there is an actual fart god. So, we have here Matshish Kapeu, also known as the farting god, in Innu mythology. So, this guy, he was known as the spirit of the anus. and apparently, this guy conversed with the Innu with great frequency. The Innu people were very gassy people, in short.
For a second, I thought, are you pronouncing emu in a bird? Or...
No. Innu, Innu.
Innu.
I-N-N-U.
Is that the name of the tribe?
Yeah, I think that's the name of the tribe. Apparently, this guy was a source of great laughter for the people, especially during serious times, because apparently, like, when you're hunting and you're being serious, and then all of a sudden somebody rips a fart, they'd be like, aw, that Matshish Kapeu. I mean, honestly, work. We stan a loving, a very benevolent,
a joyful
fart god who communicates well with his constituents. And also, it's not just in the Innu that there's actually a fart god. There's actually a Roman fart god.
Really?
Yes. So, I was looking it up. This guy is called Crepitus, and he's the god of flatulence. So, fart god. This is the god often referred to whenever somebody was suffering from diarrhea or constipation. Although some sources say that this god isn't real, it's just like made for you know, entertaining purposes. But, you know, honestly, work. We stan a fart god. But out of the two, Nins, who do you think is our fart god?
Is our fart god.
No, he's the prophet. I actually don't know where he is.
I haven't talked to him in a while. That's why I was asking you, Karina.
I haven't heard from him for a while. But anyway, I would say Machishkapeu.
I like how this episode is just us butchering names. I love it.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to the Inu people. Machishkapeu. I have a feeling like somebody who likes to make people laugh, you know?
Yeah, I think
that, so. That is something our fart god stands by. Yeah, that's something our fart god stands by. But, of course, that is not our fart god. Our fart god is a very different fart god. It's just very similar. Very similar. So, yeah. Today, we've got a very, very, very fun episode for you guys. Because we are going to be talking about...
Farts.
Cults.
Oh.
No, not farts. Cults. So, you know, this was a very big hit during... last year's live stream. Everybody loved that episode. Did you know that, Nins?
Really?
Everybody loved that episode. What did you talk about? You talked about the one with the where they were like aliens and stuff, right?
Jonestown Massacre and then Heaven's Gate.
No, that was me. I spoke about Jonestown Massacre. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying what cults we were talking about.
My one was a little bit dark. I'm not sure if mine is still dark. You'll decide. But Nins, can you give us like a hint on what your cult is going to be? Because I love cults.
Cults are very interesting, to be honest.
Cults are fun.
It's very interesting.
Let's join a cult.
We already are in a cult.
Oh, yeah, true. So what are you going to be talking about?
I'll be talking about a very, very old na cult.
Old na cult?
Yes.
Old na cult?
Yes.
All right. So, we will be right back. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Hey.
Hey.
Are you enjoying this podcast?
Are you laughing your ass off?
Are you scared for your life?
You know how you can show your love for the podcast.
Just tell people about us.
Go on. Do it. You know you want to.
Join us! Before we get back to the episode, you should check out this Pipe Network show.
Hey folks, my name is Rajiv Doraiswamy and I'm the host of The Rajiv Show. Check out The Rajiv Show at The Rajiv Show, both on Facebook and Instagram. And new episodes will be released every Wednesdays. Cheers, folks, and stay safe.
And welcome back. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
So, Nins, what is your story?
So as we mentioned earlier, this is an episode where we butcher names today. So I'm sorry in advance that this is going to be really bad. So the cult that I'm going to talk about is in a specific place. It's called... Okay, I'll send you the name of the cult and then can you read it for us? Since
I can't even read that.
Gobtekli. From here on out, I will just say the last one, which is Tepe.
Hold on, like, we're gonna put it through Google Translate. Turkish. Is it from Turkey?
Yeah, it's Turkish.
Göbekli Tepe.
Göbekli Tepe.
Göbekli Tepe.
Google sounds like Google's having a hard time saying the word too.
Göbekli Tepe. There, I got it. I just have to copy her.
So, this Tepe tribe has been around for 10,000 years. They were considered the oldest or probably the first, not really civilization is the one I'm getting at. But like, they seem to be like a tribe and then they have this cult called the Skull Cult.
Uh-huh.
So the Tepe in the area is found in southeastern Turkey. So I'm reading from a bunch of sources. Nat Geo is one of them. Smithsonian plus archaeology.com. We'll send links. It's like super old, and it's very interesting that they found out about the tepe during 1963. They were found or like discovered between the... They believe that this site was or started back in the 10th and 8th millennia BC, which again, 10 to 11,500 years ago. It's so old until now. As based on like what I've been reading, they don't really understand fully now why or what has been going on. There are like some specific skulls. There's a specific area where it's drilled, and then there's a tether that goes through the skull, which is interesting to the point na who does these skulls belong to? Because it seems like there's parang a weird grave site area. Now where there's a bunch of skulls, humans, and then there's some animals mixed in. And then some of the skulls have painted on them. So it's like it's really old, and then like they don't know, like until now, as far as I can read, what are the significance of like, oh, why does this skull have like specific prints and patterns and whatever painted on them, while the others have none or have a very specific area on where the skull is drilled through.
So basically what they did was they carved into the skull.
Mm-hmm. And then
okay,
it's not just parang carving or like scratches. Na like usually the since it's like super old, what we picture is like, oh, maybe they use like sharp rocks and then bash the skull or whatever.
They use the power drill.
Yeah, it's a weird na parang they mention like a drill. It's interesting.
Okay.
Like, imagine, it's like, kasi like when we talk about this, they're like super old na, oh, mammoths are still alive during then. So like, how did they do that? It's like questionable stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, again, it's a very interesting method. And then like, they're questioning, is this the pit ng human bones? Is it like for, what's the context? Is it like, this is where they worship like specific dead people? Or is it because... Like, oh, here are, like, the fallen warriors, or is this, like, oh, we sacrificed, like, our enemies in this pit, or whatever, diba? So far, they haven't found anything further, but this skull cult in Göbekli Tepe is the oldest, or considered probably the first. There's a photo of the area. It looks really interesting, kasi some bits of it reminds you of... yung sa England nga, the Stonehenge, there are like recreations on what it could have looked like. Kasi of course, time goes and like heat, water, erosion, nature, you know, Mother Nature. So anyway.
Oh, it was a building. It's like their church or something.
Oh, parang it's a weird site. Uh-oh. I cannot find the right words on what to say to this
worship area.
Because it's like a worship area. It's not a worship area.
It's like
area.
A maze.
Uh-oh.
It's like a maze, you know, and it looks like a magnifying glass. The entrance is the bottom of the magnifying glass. And then in the middle of the magnifying glass, there are two like tall stone structures.
Hedges. Yeah.
And then it looks like you're supposed to go around the thing before you enter the middle of the building. And it's not just that, but there's like another place nearby.
There's small na mga like areas. Yeah.
Yeah.
It, for me, no, I think it could have been like a building, perhaps back in the day.
Yeah.
Na, like that's where they commune or something. And then like apparently there are like mga small statues. So there's like three photos, that A, B, and C.
By the way, we'll post the links in the group. So yeah, if you want to see it, go check out the group.
So yeah, so A, B, and C, and then A is like parang a human na depiction of like a statue, and then B is like a weird blob thing. Na it yeah. Looks like a big dude, and then the C has like the one of the pillars, I think the one of the big ones, I'm guessing. Has like parang a carving of like, it reminds you of yung Egyptian carvings.
There's like a scorpion and then like a bird thing holding like a sun, yeah. A ball. Yeah.
It looks like camels and stuff.
Super interesting. Very, very, how do they do this?
I know. And then, exactly. And then that's like the most interesting bit for personally. Huh? Also like, again, this is the age where like we assume that our ancestors are like probably dumb as fuck. we barely understand fire and we don't have electricity back then. Right?
I guess I found the title of the episode. Our ancestors are dumb as fuck.
But like, diba? Because like that's what we think back then. Oh, maybe like they just hunt and then they sleep and then they eat. And then like we don't have our agriculture back then. We don't understand farming. Like, oh my god, farming is so advanced. And then like we don't understand back then. And then like they did this. Now they have carvings and stuff. And then like they have drills. And then like they can drill through a skull. I'm like, what? Diba? But like, yeah, it's very interesting. So yeah, that's the skull cult. Nat Geo calls the Göbekli Tepe as a temple. Again, butchering names. But again, yeah, it's a weird area. Temple, site, whichever one you wanna call it. So yeah, that's my fart.
Thank you so much, Nins. Love that. I love that. Now my story, my cult is... Why do I sound like Draco Malfoy? My cult.
My father will... My cult will hear about this.
My cult will hear of this. So, in one evening in 1992, Chris Korda had a dream. 1992 to ha. So it's,
I had a dream.
It's recent. Where an alien intelligence claimed to be speaking from the future and for the inhabitants of the Earth and other dimensions. Okay. So this being warned her that the ecosystem is failing. And if we continue to go down this path, we will all be doomed unless we do something.
Honestly, no. I don't think we need a supreme supernatural alien being, whatever, to tell us that hey, your Earth is dying. I think we've known about that for long.
True, true. And then she woke up, moaning this church's slogan and what she thought was the solution to the problem: save the planet, kill yourself. I'm gonna be talking about the Church of Euthanasia.
Youth in Asia? Or how do you say that?
You don't know what euthanasia is?
No.
Mercy killing.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
The Church of Mercy Killing. So apparently this church is founded on four pillars. So we have abortion, suicide, sodomy, and cannibalism. And what they mean by sodomy is like any acts that don't include that the goal is to not conceive a child or procreate. Because apparently, because of overpopulation in the Earth, we are draining Earth's resources, we are eating away the life of the Earth, we are damaging the world. So, we should lessen ourselves for the Earth to be saved. And that's why she encourages those things. But of course, according to my research, no, everything is by choice. So of course, no one is forcing you to off yourself. It's a choice. It's encouraged, but you're not forced into it. Yeah, it's still your choice.
I like how they still give you a choice. That's nice.
Yeah, and a lot of them are actually vegetarians. They don't eat meat, but they do encourage cannibalism for those who do want to eat meat. They have a song. I don't know if I can play this on stream. On the podcast. Sorry, my brain is still like, what? Like, it's in fine. Stream mode. It's called Flesh Dance.
Can you play it for me?
I can play a snippet. Like, 10 seconds, okay. I believe.
eat, 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 flesh, 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 flesh,
cow,
chicken, pig,
human,
cow,
chicken, pig.
Honestly, work.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
It's so catchy.
Okay. I just want to say, at first, it sounded like one of those yung, ano, yung, oh, if you keep listening to this, you're gonna get hypnotized or whatever, whatever. And then suddenly it went to like, oh, I think like I'm in a bar now. I'm gonna go and order a drink and listen to this, this bop of
cow,
a tune.
Chicken, pig, human, what's the difference? What's the difference? Cow, chicken, pig, human, what's the difference? Eat flesh, like it's, okay, I'm coming into this from a observer's perspective, and I am, I'm not gonna lie, the song is catchy.
Oh yeah, no, it's catchy as fuck.
It does not make me want to eat human flesh.
Oh yeah, no, I'm
like, I don't know about Ninja. I don't know what like
excuse
what,
me
like
excuse
apparently she knows a little bit more about human flesh eating more than me. Wow, as true. Apparent by an episode in season 2.
I mean, what's the difference?
You're not helping yourself. You're not helping your case.
I know.
So our ancestors are stupid and Ninja is still a cannibal. Okay, I got the title. There you go. So so the way that they would spread their beliefs is through cultural penetration. So apparently they would like organize protests.
That's a weird term to say.
Yeah, like they would organize these weird protests. I haven't like seen a footage of how video. They do their protests. Okay. Yeah, and they also like to make music that shock people, so like flesh dance. So literally their goal is to like shock the belief into people, and that will like, oh, I like this.
Thing is just shock value.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, I like this, and I will join their cult. So like that's basically like their strategy, yes. So you know how this was developed in 1992? So apparently this cult is still ongoing.
Oh shit, really?
And Chris
going strong. Okay.
Chris is on Twitter.
Who's Chris?
Chris Korda, the founder.
Are you following the founder NASA and Latin?
No, I'm not. Why would I?
Imagine if he follows us on Twitter. Sorry, just laughing.
Imagine if she follows you.
Oh,
I would be like, this is not helping your case, Beb. This is not helping your case.
Exactly. And then imagine if he does it for the troll.
She. So, more into Chris. Yeah, more into Chris. She is actually a trans woman. So, yeah, she has transitioned into woman. So, her pronouns are she and her.
Okay. My bad.
Yeah. Although the article that I read, it was so bad. They kept referring to her as he, and I'm kind of like,
How long was the article made? Maybe before the transition, ba?
No, she transitioned like a long time ago, in the early 90s. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, 1992, pa. More information into her. She's actually a DJ, hence the
So hence the
music.
Bops.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the bops, as Nins would like to call it. So, yun, that is my story, The Church of Euthanasia. Super interesting.
It's very interesting.
I mean, to be fair, like, yeah, their concerns are valid. Like, the Earth is dying.
Oh, yeah.
Global warming is a thing, and we are consuming its resources, like, to a point where we are consuming more than we are replenishing the resources.
In my opinion, they don't really need to do so much effort because I think our generation, most of our generation nowadays, they like we're not gonna like give birth to more kids because we know that the world is fucked. And then like if you check out the population index or whatever they call it, naga slow down ang population growth rate ng world. Especially in places like one of the biggest examples is Japan. Na their population growth rate is like very low.
Or maybe their ideologies are working. They're spreading their message and it's working. No, but like Like, honestly, there will come a day where the Earth will, you know, be a barren wasteland, and it's because of us.
Oh, yeah, for
and
sure.
And although, compared to 1992, it was way worse back then than it is now. Kasi ngayon, we have, like, I read this, no, I heard this in another podcast. I listened to SciShow Tangents. By the way, I recommend everybody to listen to that podcast. Like, we are taking the steps. We are legit, like, working towards a more sustainable future, and scientists are working towards that. We all recognize that there is a problem. It is really up to the big corporations. Contribute to a lot of the pollution that we are experiencing right now, and a lot of, like, the global warming. It's because of them. So the more we push against, you know, those big corporations to do better, mm-hmm. the better our future will be. Now, I remember, like, if you compare, like, the statistics or the numbers before, like, if we continued at that growth rate, we would not have survived into, like, this year. But this year, no. Our survivability length is getting longer. So, you know, we're doing better. But we need to continue to push. The fight's not over yet, but we are doing better. So don't feel like, oh, the world is ending. No. We are doing better. Okay, so that is it. That is, what have we learned today, Nings? It's time for our brain fart.
The world is fucked, and we're all dumb deep down.
And I learned our ancestors are supposed to be stupid. But, you know, they are actually smarter. We thought they were stupid, but they are not. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Frightening Alarming Real Life Tales Show. You can follow Ninya on all her socials at Nin C Fernandez. That's NINCFERNANDEZ. I'm at The Andrew Tops on everything, and the show's Facebook and Twitter is at Farts Pod. We've got a group on Facebook that you can join. We post everything we talk about on the show there, and any scary stuff we may come across. If you've got a scary story you'd like to share, then you can email fartspod@gmail.com or message us on our socials. Nins, next week is my birthday. Celebration.
Oh? Really?
I am so excited. Oh. Yeah, I am so excited. So, Nins, you better prepare.
Do you want to say what are we going to do?
I don't know. Ikaw bala, you surprise me. Be a co-host. Okay, bye.
Bye. The Frightening Alarming Real Life Tales Show comes out with new episodes every Friday at 3 a.m. It is hosted by me, Nina Claire Fernandez, and Andrew Tupino. Our intro song is an original by Key Studios and edited by Wesley of Review. Cover art and logo by Tirso Tan Jr. Andrew Tupino is the executive producer. This show is produced by SB3 Studios and is a proud member of Pilipinas Indie Podcast Entertainment Network. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next one.